How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So, there's a story that's going around.
Yeah, but you know what?
There's a football. Sorry for the long pause. I was totally distracted. There is a documentary coming out about the New York Jets defense in the 1980s and early 90s. They were known as the New York Sack Exchange. Marty Lyons, Joe Klecko, and Mark Gastineau. They were pretty good. They got a bunch of sacks. Gastineau was this kind of like high-energy guy. Picture someone like Aiden Hutchinson rushing the quarterback. And then when he would tackle the quarterback, sack for a loss, he would do this wild-ass sack dance. And he's a big dude, big, strong guy. And in a single season, he had the most sacks in one season. Like, he set the record. Okay? And that record stood until the early 2000s. When Michael Strahan of the New York Giants set the single-season record. Thing about the single-season record that he set, though, the very last sack to get the record, it was at a point in the game when it appeared like Brett Favre almost like took a dive. He was the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and he was playing the Jets. He almost like took a dive and let Strahan tackle him as a gimme, and it appeared that way. So then it's kind of like weird. Strahan got the record, but Favre almost gave it to him. Everybody seemed to agree about that. Favre now has said, no, that's not the case. I'll get to that in a second. Well, unbeknownst to anybody, Gastineau was pissed off. And he's never, ever let it go. And in this documentary, they focus on this Gastineau guy still being super, super pissed. And in this clip, they feature a moment that Gastineau approached Favre and let him have it. This is awkward. Oh, my God. Now, in this, this is the teaser for it, and it includes the clip that I was talking about. Gastineau is the one with the dark hair. That's Joe Klecko, his old teammate. And the rest of the teammates here, Lyons in particular, Marty Lyons is quick to throw Gastineau under the bus as being very, very selfish. But whatever. So let's check this out.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody asked me, why aren't you in the Hall of Fame? Do you know how long I've thought about it? A long time. Somebody that had more sacks than anybody on that team, somebody that played their butt off, somebody that did more than anybody that had played, I don't know why I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
I know I was elected to the Hall of Fame, and, you know, he feels that he should have a nod now. Don't live and die by that, because you're going to die. You're going to die with it more than live.
Okay. That's Klecko, the teammate, who is in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, if Klecko's in, Gastineau probably should be in. But after seeing this, it might be because Gastineau's an asshole.
You're going to die with it more than live.
I told people you're the greatest athlete I've ever played with, but I will tell you this. You were selfish. If you don't want to admit you were selfish, fine. That's my opinion. You were selfish.
You didn't care about making a tackle on a running back. If it wasn't a quarterback, he didn't care. Mark was an awesome talent. one-dimensional or not. You have a specialist that rush to pass it now. So he changed the game in that sense.
Mark Gastineau's record of 22 sacks in a single season, which he achieved in 1984, stood until the final minutes of the 2001 season.
Strahan gets the sack!
And you know what? No one's happier than Brett Favre. He gets the record.
Well, he got a gimme is what he got.
There was nobody else that wanted Michael.
Favre's laughing as he's getting tackled. He's cracking up. All right. So that's totally an inside job, right?
Get that more than Brett, and he showed it right there.
I didn't know what had happened. The NFL should have stopped that and said, listen, no, that's not a sack. He took my record away from me. Anybody will tell you Brett Favre took a dive. And you know it, she knows it, he knows it, and everybody knows it. Excuse me.
Okay, so yes, I agree with you. But so what? Now, so what? I mean, if you said something back then, I don't know, maybe he did, and everybody's just forgotten. So here's the moment. Favre meets this dude, and this is the interaction. Favre has no idea this is about to happen. It happened like a year ago, and this is, I never thought I would ever feel bad for Brett Favre again, but I actually feel bad for him.
Finally met. Now you tell
me. Met a long time ago. At least I saw you.
Right.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him. I'm going to get my sack back. I'm going to get my sack back, dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hurt me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
Okay, so handler interrupts him. Thank God.
For him to do that to Brett Favre, that was my last straw. My last straw.
Fucking embarrassing. That is so bad. You hurt me. You hurt me. What a twat. Oh. Oh, no. Wow. Favre is a big dude, and he's not that much smaller than that guy, and he's a lot younger than that piece of shit. I kind of wish he'd have said, what are you going to do about it? You going to hit me? All right, go ahead. You can hit me, but I'm going to hit you back. Tofa says the guy had a great career and probably made decent money by playing football, and he's bitching about a sack. I'll bet you he's the guy who blew it all, who blew every penny he made. Cole says to make Favre look good, you have to be an asshole. Maureen says, I think he was waiting for Favre to apologize. The line, you hurt my feelings, Brett. You hurt me, Brett. Nick says, this is a pro wrestling work. That actually makes more sense than this caveman being hurt. There's more on this. Pardon me, I need the glasses. Brett Favre writes, I want to clear the air on the footage release showing a dust-up between myself and Mark. Back in 2002, when Michael Strahan sacked me at the end of the game that we had wrapped up, I was in no way trying to hurt Mark Gastineau. You don't have to say that. Gastineau's a retard. I was trying to close out a game and squeeze the last bit of fun out of a hard-fought game. I booted out of a run thinking it would be wide open. I saw Strahan standing there and I ducked down. The game was over. I don't believe that. I believe he intended to go down. I don't believe that he booted out of it and just it happened to be Strahan there. There was no need for me to do anything spectacular. It probably wasn't Michael's best sack or tackle for loss. In a different game or situation, I would have made a bigger effort to avoid the sack or tackle for loss, but at no point was I thinking about hurting Gastineau. Maybe it crossed my mind to help Strahan. I didn't think it through. That wasn't my forte at the time. I just wanted to have fun and compete. In retrospect, I understand how Gastineau feels. We played a brutal game Gastineau played during an era where guys didn't make generational wealth. I see how being the sack king would elevate his value at card shows, strengthen his case for the Hall of Fame, increase his demand as a public speaker. I had no way of knowing that then. I realize now the potential financial implications because football is far more business-oriented than when me or Mark played. Yeah, fuck it, dude. There was no malice on my part. Mark was a great player. My understanding is he's a great guy and a fun teammate, a guy who played with the kind of joy and passion that I tried to mimic. I understand his frustration, but I'm not his enemy. A while back, he saw me at a card show and got his frustration off his chest. It's not the kind of moment that should be filmed and released. It was a private moment of frustration between two old football warriors. I'm guessing Gastineau didn't care that it was filmed. I have a great deal of respect for Mark. I hope one day he joins me in the Hall of Fame. He earned it. Look at his numbers. He eclipsed 20 sacks twice and had 19 in another year. Mark definitely left an indelible mark on the game. He's laying it on thick. He belongs in Canton. Merry Christmas, everyone. Brett, I'll see you in a jail cell later. He didn't add that part. Gastineau signed a 4-year contract worth $4 million in 1984. So with inflation, that's like $12 million now. And his net worth now is $200,000. Tofus says, yeah, he blew that money right up. Piano Fingerbanger says, yeah, right up his nose. Did Favre end his statement with a dick pic? Matt follows it up with, Brett probably gave him an autographed Wrangler jeans dick pic. Gastineau is a no-name loser on a shitty Jets team. That is not true. You are way too young. That son of a bitch, he was Aiden Hutchinson on steroids. I mean, because he literally was on steroids. Back then, football in the 80s, even the kicker was on steroids. Jeremy with the joke, which is probably going to get you in some degree of trouble with our pal Kenny. He says, Mark Gastineau sounds like Kenny when Chronic Mayhem is around. Corey, hey, babe, Brett, you hurt me. You hurt me. That's a good joke. His stats are great. He absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame. I agree with that. But now I just want to troll him. Chris says, Mark Gastineau as Kenny would have been, you're dead to me now, Brett. D-E-D, dead. I want to see that film. I love how his teammate Marty Lyon said, yeah, that's the last straw. That's it. Enough of your bullshit. This joke, you're dead to me. But you got a nice smile. Wait until I write a Google review on your ass, Brett Favre. Poor Kenny. These gigantic moments for Kenny are all part of the lore of this unbelievable character. The weeping, the terrible taste in music, the aggressive grooming of women he does, which, you know, the whole your smile thing, Kenny the groomer. Kenny Gastineau is being thrown. All right. That's funny. Thank you. Thanks, as always, to the sponsors. I'm going to go back to that well and talk about a few more of them right now. King's Room Barbershop, where I've got an appointment. I got to get this mop cut. Online at kingsroom.net. King's Room Barbershop. They've got three locations. Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Go to the website for schedules and exact locations. $19 for a haircut. For more than 50 years, haircuts for a king and for chicks who like short hair. Queens, I guess. So there you go. King's Room Barbershop. They are fantastic. I love them so much. Thank you for supporting the Eric Zane Show podcast. Please mention to them and everybody else, all these other sponsors, your old pal EZ, when you say hi. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. They will roll out the red carpet for you and encourage you to buy now, refinance later. Like, oh, I got to wait 5 years until the interest rates go down. Now, bullshit. Mario's going to get you the lowest rate that can possibly be achieved because of your great credit score. And then when the rate legitimately drops, you're going to refinance it, save a bunch of money, and it's going to be like that house payment is nothing to you. 231-332-6505. Get a mortgage. Include Mario in the conversation because, you know, you're probably going to go to a couple others and see what they can offer you. Just as long as Mario is given a try, that's all we're asking for. 231-332-6505. As always, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600, where the great food giveaway number 5 with tampons is going to be. Still at $1,254. We need to raise by the middle of next week, pretty much 1 week from now. That's what's happening. And if you need your vehicle repaired, your EV, perhaps your hybrid, take it to the place that the dealers take the cars when they cannot repair them. And don't just take my word for it. Go to their website, irvines.com, and see the amazing Google reviews that are up from all of their amazing customers at ervines.com, ervines.com. Ask about getting a free car to use, a free loaner car, so you don't have to worry about somebody driving you around while your vehicle gets serviced or repaired. Irvines.com. So fantastic. Okay, so how much trouble do you think I would get in if I did what TJ Moe said? If I said what TJ Moe said. TJ Moe, I had never heard of him. He played college football, I think, at Arkansas, and he played for a little bit of time with in the NFL. I don't think a great career. I don't recognize that name at all. And I think now he's kind of like somebody who tweets and hopes to get he might like appear on some shows here and there and talk football, stuff like that. Well, he posted a picture of three people who cover pro football, and they happened to be women, and they were on TV, on field, and they were having a talk about, hey, the Lions are pretty good. What do you think about them? Lions are great. They're on fire, and they take on Buffalo. They're breaking it down. They're talking sports, talking football. And he screenshots these ladies on there. These are national reporters. They might be on field covering sports. They might be columnists in some cases, or former NFL executives who now work in multimedia entertainment to talk football. So these three women are getting together to talk football. And he posts this. Who actually wants to watch three women stand around and talk about football? I do not. Does it surprise anybody that he's got Trump as his background and he says he's a Christian? Of course he's a goddamn Christian. That's what Christians do. They say asshole shit like that. Hang on a second. Got a phone. Oh, hang on. I gotta take this. All right, I'm back. Sorry, I had to take that. Excuse me. Yeah, it's alarming to me how much people are ready to step on their cocks and say something like this. Yeah, I guess this is this might have been at like the SEC championship. I would never dream of suggesting anything like this. And if you think about the woman who's in this guy's life, this TJ Moe, the woman or women, how can you like look at them with like a straight face and not wonder when they're going to kick you in the cock? Or are they like the women in the PRC story that I assume that they are all very subservient and shit like that, you know? And there are just too many people who are cavemen. Now, I don't follow sports journalism. I don't watch any pregame shows. I don't watch any of that shit. Okay. About the only thing that I care about is who's informative, which is what normal people should think, but not this guy. He doubles down on the post. He writes, this tweet upset some folks, so let me clarify. No one wants to listen to three women talk football. Then he says, men are better at it. It's like asking cats to bark. I issue no apology and no retractions. Most people agree with me. They're just afraid to say it. Carry on with your outrage. Is there anyone in the chat here who is not afraid to say it and will agree with, what is his name? TJ Moe. That men are better at talking about football. I don't know if you'd have the nerve to do it, but if you do feel that way, you have to say it. Tofus says this is a Christian who hates women. You can fuck right off. It's so fatiguing and exhausting to me to have to keep that type of, vibe going. The idea that you can actually say that publicly. Maureen writes, unpopular opinion. I kind of agree with him. I'd rather watch men, not that women aren't as knowledgeable. Well, you can call me fucking dumbfounded with that. David agrees with TJ Moe. Tyler says, I would say men are more likely to talk about football. Well, yeah, there are more men that cover football than women. But a lot of women are also into football. Right, that's not what we're talking about. This guy is saying women suck at talking about football. The only thing you can say is that women who report on football are as good at it as men. You can't say that they're bad at it because they're women. I mean, do you have any idea how terrible that sounds? We all know that that only applies. Jesus. We all know that that only applies to driving. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com. And I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Badgers 7419 says, I agree. Bob says, I'd have to hear them first. Sometimes they may be good, but some are shit. Well, I think in general, you can't break this down to gender. It's broadcaster. Are you a good broadcaster? Are you good at talking about football? Your gender does not matter. I just want to hear if you're good or bad. You know? That's the only take here. You can't say chicks are bad at talking about football. The lady who runs a fantasy league in the neighborhood, she does a great job talking about fucking football. Trump has allowed it so that assholes like this can say this batshit crazy bullshit and nobody gives a fuck. That's what's going on here. Jason Whitlock, who is a sports reporter, he said he hosts the Fearless podcast on the conservative media network, The Blaze. And this whole thing started on Whitlock's podcast when he posted the picture of TJ Moe. So I guess they're pals. The post exploded, amassing over 23 million views on X, according to what I see right now. The controversial opinion had its fair share of detractors, among them former NFL wide receiver Torrey Smith, who responded to TJ Moe by saying, there are plenty of women that would dog walk you, talking about football. Jason Whitlock says, name two. He says, Amy Trask, Mina Kimes, Kay Adams, Beth Mollins, Jamel Hill, Shelby Lasso, Jordan Rodriguez, Sheena Quick, Miko Grimes, B-More Rita, and plenty of folks I forgot. Whitlock did not seem satisfied with the answer, and he said, so this group of ladies is going to dog walk TJ Moe in a conversation about football. See, now it's just dumb. Yeah, they can't do it because he played football. So then it turns to this lady who used to be the CEO of the Oakland Raiders, Amy Trask. She got involved and she said, I can fucking talk football all day with you assholes. I learned from Al Davis. Whitlock invited Trask to join him on his show. The problem is, according to the Awful Announcing article, it doesn't seem like Whitlock wants a good-natured discussion. If he thinks that women, for the simple reason that they are not men, cannot discuss football at a high level, then what is there to discuss? Yeah, that's fucking... It's shocking and sick that that can be a discussion. You can't do things because you're a chick. Can you imagine the shit I would get if I tried to utter such nonsense on here? And what the fuck is wrong with you idiots who think that agree with them? Chicks can't talk football because they're chicks? Are you guys really willing to say that? My God. Maureen says, I can talk sports very well myself. I don't want to watch women do it. All right. Yeah, but they're saying that they can't because they're women. TJ says, who wants to actually watch three women stand around and talk about football? I do not. So that's kind of like what Maureen is saying. He doesn't want to watch them, but then it's the double down. Okay? It's one thing if he says, I don't want to watch women. It's another thing, in my opinion, that you should be offended at, Maureen, you dumb twat, when he says men are better at it. It's like asking cats to bark. You cannot agree with that. If you do, you need to sew your vagina shut and put a dick on today, okay? Because that's the club you belong in. You can't agree with a fucking male chauvinistic fucking pig saying men are better at it because they're men. That's what this asshole is saying. And if you agree with that, then you need Linda to kick you right in your labia, all right, before you sew it up. My God. Maureen says, I don't agree with that cockhead. All right, so you're clarifying. It's one thing to suggest I don't want to watch women, which just sounds dumb. If you want to look like a dumb asshole, that's fine. But then to say, then you got to back it up with a reason why. Why do you not want to watch that? Fucking idiots. Bob says, I'd rather watch a knowledgeable five talk football than half these vapid nines and even some of the guys they got talking. Honestly, I don't watch anybody talk football. Megan says, Maureen loves to sexualize men. Does this have to do with the fact that you're just like super horned up? Is that what this is? And Tophus, that's what he says. Maureen is just horny and wants to watch men, not because she doesn't think women can't do it. All right. So I think what we're learning here is Maureen is super sexualized. And, you know, being that, you know, she's one of the most elderly people that pays attention to the show, I could just imagine Maureen when she was like 30. Her husband, poor Theo, he was probably, you know, a bag of bones by the time she got done with him. Damn it. All right. I just thought that was very interesting. We have more to discuss about everybody's favorite hero, Luigi Mangione, who is going to be a pain in the ass when it comes down to getting extradited. Here he is, and they like have arrested him, and they're taking him to like get booked. And this is how it went.
Down.
Now, you notice when he got out of the cop car, he looked around to see if the cameras were there. And as soon as he saw that the cameras were there, he wants to speak to his people.
Down.
Something's completely out of touch. And is an insult to the intelligence of the American people. What is? Again, what is out of touch?
And an insult to the intelligence of the American people and its lived experience.
All right, I hope all those people going in there beat his ass. Some of you ding-dongs love this guy and support him in his efforts. Too many young morons are doing just that. The angry outburst. He was denied bail, and he is intending to fight extradition to New York to be a pain in the ass. This will take a little bit of time. His manifesto suggests the motive against the healthcare industry. And that's about it. I mean, there's not really a ton more. I guess when he got in front of the judge, he tried to talk. And the defense attorney said, don't say a word. That's pretty much status quo, right? Isn't that what every attorney wants you to do? Shut up. Don't speak. I'll take care of everything. No one wants to hear you talk. You're going to hurt yourself. The question is asked, is there a death penalty in New York State? I don't know.
The helmet is affixed.
I'm not sure about that. There may be. But all the drama continues to percolate. There doesn't really seem to be any degree of that. Most people still are hell-bent on supporting this guy for some reason. Very strange.
We did not waive extradition. We're contesting extradition. We're going to fight this along the rules and with the constitutional protections that my client has. And that's what we're going to do. Well, like I said, because we have the constitutional right to do that. And that's what lawyers do. And I'm proud of that. And that's, like I said, we didn't get nothing. There was nothing in the courtroom. If you were there, you saw me object. I need to see evidence. We're entitled to see that. And we need to see that. If you're an American, you believe in the American criminal justice system, you have to presume him to be innocent. And none of us would want anything other than that if that were us in those shoes. And so I'm glad he has some support.
Okay. So, this guy's happy, this no-name defense attorney. He's probably court-appointed. And he sees dollar signs. Okay? This is a great opportunity for this guy. He's probably waited all of his life to have this chance. You know, this is in an area close to the hard living line. So he's got to be excited about the opportunity to support this loser. I wouldn't be surprised if some of you jackasses actually sent money to help this guy. Is that where we are now? This guy will be able to have the best of lawyers because too many Americans, stupid, young, idealistic, fuck-faced, jackass Americans, support this guy for what he did in murdering this father and husband in cold blood in the street. Shot him dead in the back. You are convinced, though you probably haven't even had any interaction with the insurance company. You probably aren't even old enough to have your own goddamn insurance to support this guy. Chris says it's like Jeffrey Figer going to make a big name for himself. Yeah, any day that he can, he's probably like to this guy, fucking Luigi, look, you got to fight extradition because that's all. I can be out in front of cameras all over the place. This is all good for me. So he's probably not telling him that, but he's probably like, oh, yeah, definitely we're going to, oh, yeah, we're going to fight your extradition. 100%. My God. Bob says, court appointed. Nah, the shooter dude is loaded. You think? What I want to know is this. I think that his mom and dad, they need to be investigated. And this is what I mean by that. You have to determine whether or not the family had any idea what was going on. That should be part of their investigation. I'm sure it will be. Do you remember the guy who killed the girl? And then the mom and dad, there was thought that the mom and dad knew what was going on. Where was that one? They were traveling together, and then the girl disappears, and then the next thing you know, she's dead. And then he ends up killing himself, and they talked about what the family knew. The family of Luigi Mangione have said, all we know is what's being talked about in the press. That's a polite way of saying we had no idea, we had no part of this. But I wouldn't believe that for a second. I would be talking to all these people. Piano Fingerbanger says his family is wealthy. Yeah, maybe then they did get the high-priced attorney. You know, if you think about it, this guy's so fucked up. All right. When you do something like this, he's such a egomaniac and a narcissist that he's not even thinking about what this defiant act is going to do, not only to his life, but to those that are close to him. Think about that. If you have a son or a daughter that does something like this, for the rest of their days, they are haunted by what you've done. What could have been a life where you meet someone nice, you start to raise a family, you have a nice job, you're a productive member of society. Instead, you're this animal, and you're in prison for the rest of your life being raped regularly by strange people. That's what is going on for the rest of your life. If I would be tempted, if this were me and I had a family member to do this. Let's just say I had a son named Frank. I didn't want to say my own kids' names in this because I didn't want to entertain this scenario. But I think that I would give a long bit of thought to disowning Frank if he did this. I would be the one who is like, I would sit on the side in the courtroom of the victims. I would give a victim statement and cast shame upon Frank if he did this when convicted. That's kind of how I would feel. I guess Bill Belichick is going to coach the University of North Carolina. Why the fuck is Bill Belichick going to coach the University of North Carolina? This is very weird. This is going around. Bill Belichick walking into a recruit's house to sell UNC football. Is that Frankie Valli, who appears to be dead yet alive? So they have, he's not even attempting to lip sync. Hasn't slinked once. God damn, that's ugly. Frankie Valli. How, he's got to be 110, right? He's 90. Damn it. That it. Okay, someone close to him has to intervene on that deal. Does Bill Belichick's girlfriend have something to do with this? Is she like a student there? Perhaps? Or she's like applying to be a freshman, perhaps? Is that what's happening here? Why in the world is Bill Belichick coaching North Carolina? Tyler says Frankie Valli looks like a reanimated corpse. Yeah, like, what was that show? The Last of Us? He looks too alive. He looks too dead for that. Fuck that joke up. Be thinking about the asshole of the day today, because I'm running out of material. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. He, David, and Jordan make an unbeatable team. Call today and schedule an appointment for a furnace tune-up. Or perhaps you're having some problems with your furnace and you want Joe or the crew to head over to your place and check out what the problem is. If by chance your heat goes out in the middle of the night, you can make an after-hours service call. Weekends, after-hours, 616-516-8579. That'll cost you a bit more, but still, they'll get your heat on for you. 616-516-8579, A&E Heating and Cooling. Kuiper Tree Care. You can find them at, excuse me, KuiperTreeCare.com. They are taking care of tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, and tree risk assessment. If you are in West Michigan and you need any of these services, for whatever reason, always remember Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. I think for the asshole of the day, we are down to two contestants. The Protestant Reformed Church or Mark Gastineau. All right. I need you to cast your vote. Church or Kenny Gastineau? While you do that, a reminder that TC Paintball is open for business with their indoor paintball facility. You can find them online, tcpaintballgr.com. Book an event for you, maybe a bachelor party, workplace team building. The kids in the neighborhood want to have a good time. You can gather the dad squad up and do your thing. That would be so much fun. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. They have a fully stocked pro shop. Come as you are. Try out a gun, paintball gun, and maybe buy one, too, for the holidays. Your votes are needed on the asshole of the day. Because I want to see what you think to see if it lines up with what I just wrote down. I'm pretty sure it will. Yeah, it's pretty much a runaway. The Protestant Reformed Church. So I wrote PRC Church. So Protestant Reformed Church is the asshole of the day with our pals over at TC Paintball. That is my time. It's time to reload, regroup, come back with more podcasting in a little bit on the Patreon bonus podcast. Please keep this in mind. Try not to forget. I know when I talk about it, you remember, but I want you to keep in mind the donations for the Great Food Giveaway. Venmo at Eric-Zeitunian. $5 or $10, please. We are $1,254 away from our goal. PayPal at Eric Zane Show. If you could, click on any one of those. It'd take you just a second. And just send me $5 or $10. Hell, with the number that we have here on the chat, we could take care of it. So if you've given in the past leading up to this, thank you. If you have not, please consider $5 or $10. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tophus says, I'll be on the Ben and Eric show tomorrow to try and make up with Kenny. Well, that would be nice. All right. Have a good one, folks. Thank you very much for being here. Boy, we've been all over the board. Been talking about sex abuse in another church and women broadcasters. Not to mention Mark Gastineau being a total crybaby. That is my time. Till next time, folks. Bye-bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.